begin local talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, Your Cue, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with Your Cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Your Cue. And it's Thursday, and it's cold. But we're going to talk about some stuff that's going to get your heart pumping and touch your
We're not talking
soul.
About exercise, are we? I am not going to do any exercise.
No exercise. None of that. Last week we touched on that. Remember, we didn't do resolutions
I don't even
or
like
any
to,
of that.
Yeah, no. We're putting off resolutions till February after all the Christmas candy and cake and everything's gone. And it's like, no, people see me limping around downtown, you know, because making our bank walk, and February 20th is the day, people. I go in to be at meaner and better parts in my body, so I'm going to get a hip replaced, so I'm going to be ready for marathons. And
A marathon, that's a stretch.
Well, I didn't say marathon of what?
We need to get you back on the golf course.
Yeah, marathon of golf and eating.
We ladies in the office need to get you back on the golf course.
Well, I'll tell you what, they are getting sick of me, people.
No.
It's like, you know, it's 2:30 rolls around. It's like, don't you have somewhere to go? You know?
Yeah. Yep. But that's okay. Yep. It's coming. It's happening.
You know,
and we're happy for you about it.
I'm not going to get too much on my pedestal, but I read something yesterday that shocked the snot out of me.
Uh-oh.
I said snot.
What's that?
And I'm sure it's a little bit skewed, but they did a poll, and they say 16% of Gen whatever the young ones are, 16% loved America.
What?
Right.
Fix that.
Well, and that's what I want to say. You know, for us older generation, well, I'm not older. I'm way immature. But, you know, parents, grandparents, you know, it's got to come from us because it's not going to come from the school.
True.
So, you know, not get up on my soapbox, but I'm just saying, reach out to your kids and try to instill them why America is so great and why we should love her.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all I have.
We've got to pump that number up.
Yeah, but anyway, that thing's been churning in my gut since I read that. I said, we got to do something about that. So do something about it. The first step is right here. Everyone, talk to your youngsters in your life.
And that's what the show is about, celebrating, uplifting, and educating, and talking about the good things that are going on here in Douglas County, because
nice segue.
We live in the greatest country in the world, but we live in the greatest county in the world.
Absolutely.
And everybody else can take that to the bank. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we should rename ourselves Philadelphia County, you know, the city of brotherly love, because we definitely have that in our county.
Oh, we're just the best. And it's times like this. And we're going to talk about something today where we always just show up for our own. Yep. And so I want to introduce our guest. Actually, Alan, I didn't get to tell everybody. Obviously, that's you talking with me today.
Yeah.
Partner in crime.
Maybe six or seven in a row.
I don't know. Actually, I am tired of you. So you can skip next week.
That's why she don't even give. She don't even tell me my name. It's just some guy sitting over here on the corner.
This dude over here.
Some
everybody
over here guy won't
now.
Shut up.
Well, I'm going to introduce our guests and get into this because I want to make sure we get out everything that they need to tell us, and it's a lot.
Absolutely.
So today in the studio, we have Jamie Gordon, who is one of the owners of Noble Roofing and is also known for doing a ton of special events and fundraisers for people in need in our community. So we were just talking last year, she won Volunteer of the Year, and rightly so, does a great job.
Yep. If you want a mentor for your kids, or this is the lady. I mean, you talk about giving back. I can't imagine running a business full time and doing the things that this lady does. Absolutely amazing. And it just shows you that we do have angels here on earth. So anyway.
Jamie, welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your crazy busy day, because I know what you're doing leading up to this event this weekend. So thank you for coming, and thank you for everything that you do for all the people that you've helped in our community.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And with Jamie, we have Amanda Batchelor, And Amanda is part of the Contreras family. So, Amanda, tell us about your, it's your mom, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, tell us about your mom's situation and why we're going to come together to raise some money for your family this weekend.
So, as of December 3rd, my mom was found unresponsive by my little brother at about 7 o'clock in the morning. My brother then called the EMTs to pick her up. At that point, we didn't really know what was going on. It could have been anything, but got her to the hospital. Didn't really still know what was going on. Then they had her intubated. And then I think it was only, she was only there for about 40 minutes. And the doctor that came in and seen her brought us back very urgently and said that we needed to make some decisions as far as why she was there, and then that she was going to be life flighted immediately. And so we then right then found out that she had was having a stroke. We didn't know what type at first, and we just were told basically we need to hurry up and get her there to OHSU up in Portland. And once we got there, we found out that she had a thrombotic stroke. It's just a very large, damaging stroke, and hers was on the left side to affect her right side. They did what we believe is an experimental procedure where they went through her armpit and basically up to her brain and got it out. And for a couple of days there, we just didn't know until they did all the scanning what the future held.
And that had to have been rough.
So for a couple of days, it was pretty hard.
How old is your mom?
She's 61.
You know, and
that's young,
way too young. And and you know, I know how much turmoil like bringing your life. You know, I dealt with that with my father, same situation. And the worst part is the not knowing, you know, and hanging in there, you know, trying to stay strong, but it's not easy. And knowing that the prayers were coming up, covering you, and the Lord was with you, I don't envy anybody. It's a horrible situation. So, where's your mom at today? Can you give us an update on?
We are actually super blessed and amazed at her progress, and I'm sure she has something to do with it. She's a fighter. She's super strong. She has just been moved from OHSU to an adult foster care facility. And we believe that's called Living Royal Homes in Milwaukee, Oregon. She is doing really well. She's trying to communicate the best that she can through her hands. Sometimes she smiles, and so we know that she's understanding. She loves cozy. She loves to cuddle. she loves the babies that we bring our kids up, and she sees them often. But you know, she is away, so it's very few blessing. Where.
So when, I'm sorry, when again did this happen originally?
December 3rd.
December 3rd,
wow,
and already making that kind of progress. And I know going through it, it doesn't seem quick, but for a stroke victim at that extreme to make this kind of recovery, I mean, that's a strong person, and you know, the healing hand of the Lord's right all over that, and that's pretty cool. So, what are the challenges that she faces going forward?
She's still nonverbal, so communication is 100% the issue we're facing now. She does have a trach, and she does have a feeding tube, which makes her a level 3 individual. She still doesn't move very well. The whole right side pretty much has no movement. Toes sometimes move on the right side, but she will have a long road to recovery.
Yep.
for a really long time.
So I have a question. How, I mean, you mentioned your little brother. was the one. How is he doing? I mean, that had to have been pretty traumatic.
And how old is he?
He's going to be 30. Yeah. He's taking it really hard. I think he thinks about it a lot and thinks, well, I should have been awake. I'm normally awake at that time. Right. I should have been awake to know if she was there for that long. Because that was super important for the doctors to know how long she was down without her brain getting oxygen. And I think that is a struggle for him to have to have been the one to find her and then make the choice to call and when he did. And so.
Well, and especially as a son, because we're just wired to protect our mamas.
Mm-hmm. So, I agree.
So I understand that. But I hope he can lift that burden off. And I can't, looking at you, I can't believe you have a little brother that's 30 years old.
It's right?
Smokes.
You guys, she's got the best skin.
I was thinking like, oh, maybe 16, 18.
Thought seven. Honestly, she's so young looking. So we know, I mean, you've talked Portland, you've talked about long stays in the hospitals and now in the extended care and the trips up and back. So financially, this has to have been just a doozer on your family. Is there insurance? I mean, tell us about that part of it for you.
Is she a single income household or?
It has primarily been just my dad working.
Yeah.
And
of course, he can't go to work when his love of his life is in the hospital.
Agree. Going into this, obviously, we didn't have anything set up for her, anything really. But he, as soon as it happened, he tried to get on to Social Security and why he's dealing with all of this in the hospital while we're up there, was trying to get her Social Security figured out, if we could even do anything as far as that, to get equipment if we needed to get the medical, what kind of medical he needed. So that was definitely a challenge because he's a little bit older like she is, and they're not really savvy as far as that kind of stuff.
Well, and then dealing with the whole bureaucracy of Social Security and the government, and you know, it's not easy to get answers.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's where we come in, right?
Because
Douglas County is a number one at taking care of our own. So
absolutely.
And then we bring Jamie in the picture. And I would be remiss as Jamie, I know Heather as well, who's kind of one of her partner in crime, and I'm sure there's other people that help you out. So can we give them a shout out too?
Yes. Once again, Scoreboard Sports Bar is one of our biggest sponsors for this, as well as Noble Roofing and the Kodiak across the street from the Scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be cooking the meat for the tri-tip dinner that we're going to be selling for $20 a plate that night. And of course, you know, Heather, that girl is my right-hand man when it comes to these fundraisers. She's the ones out there beating the street with me for weeks on end, soliciting for donations.
Yes, and we're going to talk a little bit more about all of that here. But
break time already?
And Heather especially, because I do want to touch on that. But we're going to talk about all this. So, yeah, it's break time already. I can't believe that.
Stay tuned and listen to hear what makes our county special.
Yeah, back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance. We're here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Welcome back.
Welcome back, and I'm very proud of you. This is twice that she said Premier Insurance and not another insurance agency. So we've been hounding her all week when she used our competitor. Ugh.
It wasn't good, y'all.
It was not good.
And I'm owning my mess.
But it was well worth it because I get to write her about them for the next 20 years.
Yep, probably.
So now we're back to the fun stuff.
The good stuff.
Yep.
So before we went to break, we were talking with Jamie here, Gordon with Noble Roofing, and Amanda Batchelor, who is the daughter of, it's Marie?
Bobby.
Or Bobby Contreras. I don't know why I had Marie in my mind.
Don't worry. She forgets everything. Take it personal.
I'll just tell people to Google it because that's my famous catch line. Anyway, so we are doing, or I shouldn't say we are talking today about the fundraiser that they are doing this weekend at the Scoreboard Annex. And so, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so we're going to be doing a benefit for the Contreras family on Saturday, February 4th. We are going to have a tri-tip dinner for $20 a plate. There's going to be oral and silent auctions, as always, 50-50 raffle, and a few other fun games that will raise money to benefit the Contreras family and also Heather.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is amazing. And you've already been out doing this. I know you stopped by our office already.
Yes, and we are selling raffle tickets for a rifle for Heather and then Contreras family. We're doing a party pack raffle, which is about a $600 value. You do have to be 21 or over to purchase those tickets just because there is alcohol in the
package.
It's
really a party package.
It's a huge party pack, even recovery stuff for the day after.
Well, and the one thing I want to, where can you go out to eat for $20? I mean, what a great time to kind of pre-Valentine's warm-up, take your wife out, and the tri-tip over there is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they did
now,
a great job.
Who was cooking that again?
Calder
is
going to be from the Kodiak.
Yeah. And Kodiak knows what to do with meat.
Yep. Everybody knows their Friday
and
prime rib special.
Dancy from the Scoreboard is going to be doing her twice baked potatoes, and we'll have salad, baked beans, dinner rolls.
For $20.
For $20.
And tips are appreciated.
Tips.
Donations, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tips can go in the donation
jar. So what time
is
that and where? And
it'll be at the Scoreboard Annex. It's the building right next door.
Which is connected to it.
Yeah, connected to the Scoreboards. I believe we are starting dinner at 4 and we'll serve until it is gone. But we did get a huge donation of tri-tip from B&D Meats in Green.
Oh, how amazing.
They donated 20 tri-tip for
another
this benefit.
Another amazing community partner.
Yes, you know, that's just awesome. Is so great at donating for our events like this. Absolutely amazing.
You know, our community shows up.
I don't want to take away at all for the folks that maybe step up one or two times, but it is amazing to me how many times you hear the same local businesses stepping up and individuals like Jamie who continue to answer the call. I mean, you ever doubt whether your businesses love your community? I mean, we hear it weekly, you know, and that's pretty awesome. So a shout out to B&D, Kodiak,
Noble.
Rick Sports Bar,
Noble
Roofing.
Yes.
I mean, not only, you know, do they work all this, he gives up his wife that's out doing all this.
Yeah. And then Melissa Haltunen, you know, she does a lot of legwork. She prints out all of our tickets, our flyers. She does the whole Excel spreadsheets for the entire process. She tracks everything. I mean, she's huge.
You guys have it down to a fine science.
We do.
So regarding these tickets, because I know we have the party pack, and then you also have the rifle raffle, which is a tongue twister.
Ugh. Yes.
And, for Heather.
Correct.
And which honestly, I'm just going to take a second because I adore that woman. And she is a God-loving, beautiful, precious soul. And there's not that many people that are honestly at the level of genuine kind-heartedness, just beautiful people to the core, and Heather is one of them. I'm going on my pulpit today.
It's like, holy smokes.
Yeah, stand back, get out of my way, because I love this chick.
We're putting up for sainthood.
Honestly, and so it's like what she does with Jamie all the time, and what I've seen her for decades do is just always put others before herself when she could be using the help this whole time for decades. She's been through a lot.
She was fundraising from her hospital bed.
She literally was talking about this from her ICU and PCU room, which is crazy, and just not wanting it to lose any momentum or anything for the Contreras family. And so that's why it's like, this event's going to be successful because Jamie and Heather and everybody pitching in and community people, but also Heather. So if you go there, buy a raffle ticket for the rifle. You have a bank account now set up, Jamie?
Yes, it's in the process. It's almost complete. I'm just waiting on the paperwork. But the account should be up and running tomorrow at Umpqua Bank. It is under my name, Jamie Gordon, but under Heather Hurd donation account.
So if you're in at the bank, you can make a direct donation.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's like, go in there. If you've got 20 extra bucks or get some cash back, 40 bucks, give it to them and put them in there. And it's like, that'll make a difference, because not only did the hospital bills pile up like they did for the Contreras family, she's been out of work and she is her sole provider for her home. And so the other thing is because I do know she believes in prayer, is that everybody, she's still on the struggle bus. So yes, if everybody could raise up Bobby in prayer and raise up Heather in prayer, I'd love you for it. I mean,
everyone,
Lord knows,
please,
I'd love you.
That's more important than dollars. Yes, we need dollars, but we know, though, and we've seen the healing hand of the Lord. So please, you know, add them to your prayer list, share it with your prayer warriors, and let's get these folks covered in love. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome. So are there dinner tickets pre-sale, or is that the door?
It will be at the door.
Okay.
And as far as the party pack raffle tickets and the rifle tickets, I have them on hand. I can meet people at their business, in town, anywhere to sell tickets. They can also pick them up from the scoreboard or the Kodiak.
Jimmy, what's the best way for somebody to meet you? Like, say they have a business like we do and their employees want to purchase, or say, hey, come in here and we'll see if anybody wants any. What's the best way to reach out on you? Facebook, phone?
They can reach me, Jamie Gordon, on Facebook. My phone number as well, call or text, 541-580-6714. If you can't remember that, just call Noble Roofing and Logan will direct them to me.
And I want to offer up, if we can help, I mean, we'd be more than happy to put those in an office if you'd like.
Oh, absolutely.
So if anybody would like to stop by and visit Jack's and pick up a ticket, please stop by. We'll host some in our office.
I mean, we're right across the street from the scoreboard, too.
Yep.
But do they have these at the scoreboard, the tickets as well, if somebody just stops in there?
Yes, they have both sets of tickets at the scoreboard and Kodiak.
Yeah. Except for they don't have Jack, so
yeah,
I mean, we're kind of cool. But.
Absolutely.
And then, anyway, of course, the Contreras family, they have tickets as well.
Yeah, so reach out to somebody. Jamie can either, one of them can come by your place of business if you want to do that. I mean, that's what we did. Jamie stopped by, and I'm like, anybody else want any? And Al got some, and Cheryl got some. And so it's like, you know, whatever we can do to help support. And,
and we're also still trying to collect more baskets for the silent oral auctions. And you don't have to be a business owner to donate a basket. Or an item, a service, anything. And you can go to the store and put your own basket together and do it that way as well.
And what a great opportunity to touch another family. I mean, so if you would like to put together, you know, I think it'd be really cool to do a memorial basket. You know, if you were ever touched by a stroke, I know my father was.
Yeah, do something in honor of them.
Put something, you know, together in honor of them to help someone else. I mean, what a great opportunity. You know, here we are. We're not even in February, and here we are. What do we talk about? Love. You know, this is just, and the one thing that really strikes me is how Grandma just beams when the babies are brought to her. You know,
grandkids.
This is
a
great
medicine.
Way that you can, you know, share your love the way that she shares her love with her grandkids, and you know, let's just show how much our fellow brothers and sisters in our county mean to us. Let's step up and really, really rock on this one. I'm excited for this because
What about Saturday, if people stop and give gift cards or gas cards to help them get to and from? I mean, Milwaukee's a ways away.
Yeah.
So
let's pray, you know, pray on it. What the Lord puts on your heart, let's do it. You know, that little urge that, you know, you feel, it's like, that's the Lord talking to you, people. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get up on my pulpit, but let's put it to work. Let's
loosen
bring some
up.
Sunshine amongst all this inversion we're having.
And Amanda, what's your dad's name?
Raymond Contreras.
Raymond. So Raymond, I mean, we kind of told the story, and I just can't even imagine what he's going through. So yeah. Let's just put everybody up in prayer, the whole family, and God bless him for sticking by his wife and keeping his family together during this time.
Well, y'all, there's nothing worse as a man. I mean, and, yeah, I don't mean to be, what do they call me, a misogynist or whatever. But
I don't know what they call you.
A lot of things. But, you know, as a man, if we're supposed to protect our family. And what a helpless feeling to do, you know, be in this situation. Mm-hmm. And so all he can do is love, you know, offer love and support to his wife going through this trial. And so, you know, let's make it easier for him to do it, not have to worry about paying the electric bill or whatever, because that's a burden nobody should have to go through. How do I keep 100%. The lights on mm-hmm. and help my wife recover?
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, well, thank you for sharing the story. And I mean, it's not a story. I mean, thanks for informing us of the goings on with what's happened with your yeah. mom and your family. And
amen.
I know that wasn't easy.
It's
and everybody,
not easy.
This was her first time. And to tell an emotional story for your first time on the radio,
yep.
she killed it. So
absolutely. And so the Saturday at 4 o'clock.
February 4th. Not this Saturday.
Yes, February 4th. Not this Saturday. The following Saturday.
I would have been there a week early.
I almost did that too.
You can still have a nice hamburger from the scoreboard. It'll feed you.
So everybody show up and let's do what we do, Douglas County, and that's be kind and open our pockets and be generous for a couple different people who are in need of being raised up. So it's already time for that. So thank you guys for being on. Jamie, thank you for what you're doing, and sure appreciate it.
Thank
Noble
you for
Roofing,
having us.
You and your hubby for everything that you do in the community, including outbidding Alan and Cheesecake.
Yeah.
I couldn't let that one go.
It's our favorite thing to do.
Yeah, we were at a benefit, and somebody outbidded me for the bacon maple cheesecake,
bacon
and I still
maple.
Hold a grudge.
Still holding a grudge. He didn't even know it, poor guy, when he showed up today. Anyway, we'll be back with the local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival in just a few moments.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, having too much fun. Welcome back to your queue. We're just sitting here talking about cool stuff.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, our next guest got some cool stuff.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That's why we're a little late coming back from the break.
Sorry,
but it's really cool stuff. Yeah. So today on the Local Business Buzz, we have Alicia and Kevin Hunt from H2 Laser Designs.
Yes.
Hello. Like that.
Hi.
Now, I probably have an idea of what the logo and stuff was from because I know them. But anyway, so welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for
and
having us.
And we would love to hear about H2 Laser Designs and how it started and what all you guys do. So, Kevin, you going to start us off here?
Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, we got started. I mean, first of all, I'm a teacher by day, and one of the classes that I started teaching this year is teaching kids how to do this stuff. And so
cool.
Got into
That's
it.
Why I and put the kids to work.
Yeah, I want that class. This is
and,
cool.
got into it and actually loved doing it myself. And my wife, Alicia, has always had a little side business doing custom signs for different people. And she's been doing that for, I don't know, about 15 years now. And so this was a way that we could say, hey, let's take our talents and kind of expand what we do and grow what we're doing. And I think that's what you want to do in business, is always be looking for that next step. And so we bought a laser about a month ago and unboxed it and fired it up and started making stuff right away. And we're excited to see where it goes.
Well, and it's cool. I want to our listeners out there, if you hear partying in the background, it's not us having the fun. Something's going on outside the studio here.
It's the Reader's Choice Awards today, so they're being a little loud. But so we are having a good time. Missing out because they're not seeing all this cool stuff that we're talking about.
Well, and that's what, you know, it's really cool because when you think of laser, we're not talking about, you know, Star Trek laser. Shannon just, because she's so awesome, just gave me a gift of an ammo can that's got laser on it. It's like, this is absolutely freaking amazing.
Yeah. It is pretty cool. As soon as I saw it, I knew you had to have it.
Oh, I can't, you know, and so think of this. I mean, some of the stuff that they're doing is just amazing. And so, okay, share what you do.
So, and we can laser on almost any surface, which has been kind of fun to experience with different things. So we do specialize in leather patch hats. So we've been trying to crank those out and do a lot of leather patch hats. We've been making a lot of them for local schools and different things. So that's been fun. But we can laser on wood. We can laser on anodized metal, which is like the ammo cans, cutting boards, anything leather that you want. And so it's been fun just to kind of experience what can this do, and we're growing right along with our own business and trying to get new products out there for everybody to see. So it's been fun.
Well, and I think the neat thing about the laser is that you can personalize so much stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so hard gift shopping for people today. So when I saw this stuff, and I think I put it out on the Your Q Facebook today, ladies, okay, Alan, I'm going to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Would you be happy with that for Valentine's Day?
Uh-huh.
See, this is ladies, go check out their site.
And I'm banging my head. It's like, man, I wonder if they could put lasers on my guns. How cool would that be? What else can we laser? Can we laser my phone, put my number on it? You know.
So, I mean, looking at your products, it was honestly like, ladies, this is the solution to our Valentine's nightmare for our men.
Oh,
so,
I just can't imagine. I mean, it's like for a group of guys to be able to get something like this, or even for your wife, but I'm going to be selfish. I'm just banging my head. This ammo can is so cool. And I mean, to be able to put on there, happy 25th anniversary, honey, and fill that with, you know, ammo or something
that's
important.
That's what every wife is going to do.
Yeah. Hey, if you want to, we're talking real love here. This isn't,
we're giving you the good stuff. We got a guy, we got the guys here telling you, I'd like that gift,
or
that hat, you know, that has something that has meaning to you about it. And I mean, their leather is in different shapes, and then you laser it. I mean, it's so customizable is what's awesome about your stuff.
Yeah, we've been able to kind of talk to some businesses and work on different shapes of patches. We have some local people that are having that specific to their logo that we can print out, which has been kind of fun. And we, you know, there's cutting boards for the ladies, and there's all kinds of stuff for women as well. So we've been trying to kind of put things out there to give ideas for Valentine's Day, but we can personalize or customize anything, which is what makes it fun.
I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm just racking my brain. It's like bag tags for your golf bags, pet tags for your critter. I mean, holy smokes. And
maybe, I mean, it's the possibilities are endless with laser is what I would say. It's so cool.
You know, laser your husband, property of Angie.
I don't want that. I don't want any responsibility for what my other half does. It's like, no. There comes liability with that.
If
you're
lost,
an insurance
please
agent.
Return to.
Well, I was going to say one of the cool things about it is, you know, just – when you're working with people, we've done some hats for people. The ones I really like are the brands. So we've done three different sets of hats for three different individuals that have contacted us, you know, and they want their cattle brand put on a leather patch. And, you know, I mean,
how cool
you're talking
is that?
About,
way cool.
You know, a hat that has, you know, cow hide on it, and then you put your brand on it. And so it's cool to work, you know, work with those individuals. And, you know, I think it really hits home to this area, and, you know, our agricultural base, you know, with, you know, obviously timber industry being, you know, number one, but there's a lot of, you know, a lot of other agricultural based businesses, you know, here in Douglas County and in Oregon. And so that's been fun. And, you know, and then also the schools, I mean, we've done single hats, multiple hat orders for various schools, and you know, both of us being educators, we love seeing that pride, and we know how you know, the local schools are in a lot of the communities are the hub of that community.
And so, oh, absolutely.
Just takes that one parent wearing something cool to the game, and then you're going to have like 100 orders. So I know. I mean,
well, we just got an order for 30 for Dace Creek. So we got to have these other schools pick it up, because that's the most for a school so far. So that was exciting to get that one, which will be fun.
So if you were going to do an order, I mean, we talk about individuals for gifts and bigger, you know, projects like for school. I know one of the things when I was ordering for my business was the setup costs. And that was, you know, it was kind of bummer because I couldn't do a lot of different things because the setup cost was huge. Mm-hmm. Is that a big impediment to not getting, you know, a single item or maybe just 10? Is it a lot of work getting this set up?
Well, so we have a software program. If you already have a logo, a business logo, let's say, you know, we can import that into our software, and basically we just trace the image, and it takes it from a picture and puts it in, you know, a vector. So our software can cut a box out on a leather patch hat. It's really, you know, not that difficult, and we're not charging any design fees because we figure, you know, if there's orders there, then you know, then we're going to be, you know, that labor will be compensated through the order. The one thing that I think is tricky is if people have multiple color designs, it, you know, really your output is black and white. And so that's the trick, is getting a design that's maybe multiple color to look good in a black and white image.
Sure.
And so that's a little tricky sometimes, but, you know, we work up different logos. Right now we're working with a gentleman in Michigan on a he has a hunting business, and so I mocked up I think it was six different logos, put them on hats for him, took pictures, sent it back to him, and he threw it on his Facebook page to get input from his clients, is, hey, what's our next logo going to be? And so I enjoy doing that stuff.
That's what's really cool, getting to the variety. You know, I can get three or four different, you know, maybe a different shape leather or shape, you know, and be able to change it up.
Yeah. One also thing that's cool about our program is metal business cards that we have a QR code that we put on the back. And so when people scan the QR code, it brings up their contact information right off the bat. So you can just scan this and it saves it right to your phone.
I've seen these online.
So this is kind of
not metal though.
Stop. Quit bringing up stuff. This is way too cool.
So it's saving people from having to actually hand out a business card. You can just have someone scan it and you've got it saved forever, and it works.
And you're carrying around one business card in your wallet, Alan Painter, and then bam.
It works wonders.
And
besides that, how cool would you look?
Yeah. And on the front of it, it has H2 laser designs, and it's black, and it has like a silver. It looks so. H2
That's
is
so
for the
cool.
two of you, so you must be one.
Hunt
and
Hunt.
Kevin's two, right?
Obviously, yes.
But it is really cool, and I mean, trying to come up all the different things you could do.
And that's been the hardest part, is just like really putting our minds out there and coming up. There's people have used QR codes for all kinds of things too. You can create cards that a QR code goes to your favorite song for somebody, or something that you write to them online or something. So the QR code's been kind of a fun addition to it, because it's really added some variety of what we can do. And the other piece that I'm probably most proud of is that we use genuine, real leather. And a lot of leather patch hats are actually what they call a leatherette, which is not real. And
anything with "et" is fake.
Yeah, and so we use real leather on ours, and we're proud of that. So
and it absolutely looks amazing, and the quality of everything that they brought the little sample platter with them today, and the quality is just
every
amazing.
Single thing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. How do we order?
Yeah, tell us.
So
how we
have,
find H2 right, Laser Designs.
Thank you. We've started our Facebook page, so we're local, and so you can find us on H2 Laser Designs there and just message us through that. But we've also just started our Etsy page. It's new, and it's getting built and getting bigger, but it's etsy.com/shop/H2 Laser Designs. And so you can find us on Etsy or on Facebook, and we will work with you. So.
Pretty amazing. Here we go. I mean, and they have other jobs, you know, and so be able to find something you're passionate about. And folks, what they're amazing at doing, the quality and it's just amazing. You'd be proud to give this as a gift or for your business. So,
thank you.
Yes. Well, it's time for a break. So we're going to be back in just a moment with more of Your Cue here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, we're back with more of Your Cue, joking around, you know, about Ellen being a celebrity. Radio.
We almost went 0-for-3 on starting the show and back for breaks. We've almost been late every single time because I'm looking at these laser products and they're just so freaking cool. I forgot about that we were doing a radio show.
I did too, but Ellen was coming up with great ideas like the gun sling.
Oh,
so you could customize that for your husband.
Oh, it's like the
thing. If you're not buying from these guys for Valentine's or.
Oh.
Even though I do have to say, Quest Survival told me they have a whole bunch of new stuff out there and that they're all stocked and ready to rock. So go buy your sling at Quest Survival and then get it customized out here at H2 yeah. Design. I've got my bases covered now.
We can work together.
So, yeah, work together.
Well,
ooh,
I'm going to be
making
a list.
That's what you should do, actually, Alicia and Kevin. You should customize one and put it in their store as a sample.
There you go.
Oh,
that's
there you
brilliant.
Go.
We're making magic happen here, y'all.
Hey, we're talking ideas, and that's the great thing about, you know, coming here, or we've got a good group of friends, and every time we get together, you know, there's new ideas, you know, and you write them down and okay, let's order and go with it.
Yeah,
know?
Let's
because
go to the Dollar Tree and get a test sample. Gotta get some test samples at the Dollar Tree.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah.
So,
that was a great idea, though. Kudos to you, old wise one.
Every once in a while,
I
catch an acorn.
Well, I mean that you told that about me today. Like, hey, you even catch an acorn every once in a while. But the sling, I'm just, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I've gone from intelligent to brilliant, people.
Yeah.
Angie, you hearing this?
Yeah,
I'm brilliant. I've been telling
Angie
you for years I'm brilliant.
I'll stop with the compliments now. But that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Might have to do that for Jeffrey, actually.
There you go.
And I can say that because my own husband doesn't listen.
And then you can say it's from me and you because it was my idea.
It was your idea and
great idea.
Hunt 1 and 2, H2 over here is going to set me up.
Takes a village to love a husband, right?
Yeah, kind of does sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Like this one anyway, so I'm talking about that. So tell us again, because people need to go check this out. Give us your Facebook name and the Etsy again, if you could.
So we're on Facebook of H2 Laser Designs and locally. And then on Etsy, it's etsy.com/shop/H2 Laser Designs.
And you have a link from Facebook over to Etsy?
Not yet.
They're probably working on it.
By the end of the day, they probably will.
That's a great idea.
And
now they need to, because we're going to blow this thing up, y'all.
And as typical, we'll repost it on our Q site, right?
I did.
Poster, girl.
I actually did it before the show today.
See?
Because I'm like, you needed to listen to this and check these people out.
I'm starting to get you whipped in shape.
Today I was efficient. Don't have expectations for
you're efficient or efficient
for women and men.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, like, I'm pushing this for the women, but it's like, it's so hard to find that thing that's meaningful to your husband. They may like it, or oh great, you know, a gift card to here or there or whatever, but this is honestly personal and cool and unique, and these are the adjectives I'm using for these products, and inventive, and it's just, you know.
Well, that's
all the
one
other
thing.
Dudes are going to have to keep up with the Joneses when they roll in with something cool like this.
And the thing is, too, you know, some of the things we bounced around here today, if you've got a can I do this question, reach out via Facebook because, I mean, it's just amazing just what the things we've thought about. That. Mm-hmm. So if you just have a can we do this, reach out because not only you might help yourself, but you might be helping your neighbor, too. So,
absolutely. And we may not have thought of it. So it would be great to hear other people's ideas just to keep expanding.
Well, yeah, one of the coolest cutting boards that I've done is It was a handwritten recipe, and it was from a daughter to her father, and grandmother had passed away. And so, you know, having that handwritten recipe on the back of a cutting board, and, you know, I think it really hit home.
Don't cry. Oh, my gosh. She did it. We've had kind of an emotional show. We got through the first part. And what she started crying about? A laser cutting board. I mean, it's cute.
The recipe.
Shannon, come on. That wasn't worth it.
They're both coming on. Seriously? Each other. It's like, come on. That.
Come on, Shannon.
Gosh, are you stone cold or what?
No, but my gosh, we made it through the whole.
I know. Stroke. God, he started talking about the family
and
recipe.
And you'll lose it on a cutting board.
Okay. Well, and it's cool because we can actually put your handwriting on it. We could copy that.
So oh, next one. Oh, here we go. See? This is just
and
crazy.
We can put grandbaby's footprint on it.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. That's amazing. Okay. Oh, I can't even. But the other
she
thing
is wiping
is,
a tear.
These people are good humans, too.
They
though.
Are darn
and that's
good
what
people.
I love is to support people who are good humans, stewards, community members, educators.
I've known
all of
Kevin
that.
For a while, and he probably doesn't admit it in public, but they are really good people. And they are absolutely kind of the reason why we started the Business Buzz, because we want to get to know the good people behind the businesses,
right.
And these are
thank
definitely
you.
Quality
these are
folks.
Good people,
so
thank
I
you.
I hope if you have an idea, you'll share it with them, but just definitely support our local business. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to the internet for everything, folks. You go to the internet and order it, you're getting lower quality and higher prices. So so check this out. This is amazing stuff.
And well, thank you two for being on here. We're going to run out of time here in the next 30 seconds, and I have to announce that the winner for this week's raffle from the Umpqua Survival $25 gift certificate is Sandy Murray. So, Sandy, congratulations. We'll call you and let you know. If you're not listening, you won. Thank you to H2 Laser Designs for being here today. And God bless you on your business adventures. We're excited to see where it's at.
Thank you.
Until next time, Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind.